Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Ty Tanat, organizer of the Disc Golf Pro Tour competition coming to Indianola in July. Indianola will be hosting a disc golf competition coming up later this summer. Tell us a little bit about what's going on and what residents can expect.
Yeah, so we are lucky enough to have a Disc Golf Pro Tour event here in Indianola, Iowa, which means all of the best disc golfers from around the country and around the world will be here in Indianola in July. They will be playing three rounds of disc golf at Pickard Park in Indianola, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 9th through 11th. And yeah, we're just looking forward to hosting them and the Disc Golf Pro Tour for the first time ever here in Iowa.
Well, talk a little bit about having it here in Iowa, what it means for Indianola. And I mean, this is pretty much a nationwide event, right, that travels around, and we're lucky enough to have one here in Indianola.
Yeah, so the Disc Golf Pro Tour, they travel all over the country throughout the year from February to October. So we are one of their 12 events this year. And the tournament itself is going to not only bring in 400 competitors, it'll bring in viewers from all over the surrounding area, the country. We have people coming from California, Canada, Texas, Florida, California, you know, all of those big states. And so we'll have a lot of people just in the town of Indianola. We'll probably bring in at least 1,000 people throughout the weekend just to view in person. But also, the tournament is covered online via coverage by the Disc Golf Network and also by various national production companies that have their own channels on YouTube. So the tournament itself will get over 500,000 views online on YouTube and probably an additional 100,000 views through the Disc Golf Network.
All right. Well, you've gotten a chance to walk the course. What about Pickard Park makes it ideal, and does it present any challenges that maybe golfers haven't seen, or is it just tell me a little bit about the course.
Sure. Yeah. Pickard Park is it's the most pro-ready course that we have here in the state of Iowa, in my opinion. And with the help of tons of volunteers, I think we've probably had close to 100 volunteers out there this year. We have increased the difficulty of the course. So what that means is we've increased the length, but also the overall difficulty to obtain par on the course. And if anybody's ever been out to Pickard Park, they know it's just, it's a beautiful park. It has luscious, large trees. It's got the pond. It has kind of rolling hills, which all of that helps with disc golf. You know, you obviously want to have trees that affect how the disc flies. You want to have rolling hills. You want to have elevation changes up and down. And then you just want to have length to increase the difficulty, because just like regular golf, the farther that these players can throw the disc, the harder it makes the overall course. So the course itself is looking amazing. Like I said, the 100 volunteers have been awesome, and the Indianola Parks and Rec Department and Doug Byland have been tremendous in helping put this together.
Well, for someone, I know a little bit about disc golf. I played in college very, very amateurly at that level. But for maybe if someone didn't know a lot about it, could you explain it just very quickly? I know that's kind of a big question, but it's like golf with discs, correct?
Yes. So the goal, just like golf, is to shoot par or better. It has pars 3s, 4s, and 5s, just like regular golf would. And the ultimate goal is to throw the frisbee in the basket in as few of throws as possible. That's the simplest way to put it. And a lot of people call it frisbee golf, but on the further up you get into the professional ranks, a lot of people like to call the sport disc golf and not frisbee golf, because it kind of a derogatory term almost, because the technology behind the discs that are used is much different than a frisbee, that you would use an ultimate frisbee. So just take that into account, that you're going to be throwing a beveled edge disc that goes a lot farther and is thrown a lot faster.
Well, there's also a need for volunteers for the event. So talk about what people, if they wanted to volunteer and get involved with this fun event, what they'd be doing and kind of what they need to do to take that next step if they wanted to volunteer.
Yeah, so you can head over to DesMoinesChallenge.com. We have a link or a tab on there for our volunteers. And basically, we have a few options. We need crowd control. We need parking lot attendance. We need people to help with UDisc, which is an application that the tour uses to keep track of player scores so that people can go online and see the live scoring updates for all of the participants. And additionally, we just need people helping out, explaining where to go, and then also spotting. So when you play disc golf, a lot of times you'll be throwing blind shots or you'll be throwing into in and out of trees, so you need help spotting where the disc lands. So those are the kind of volunteer opportunities we offer.
All right. Well, how can people attend the event? What do they need to do? What do they need to know? And the details there.
All right. Yeah. So tickets go on sale June 10th at 8 p.m. Central. You will need to go to the Disc Golf Pro Tour website, which is just www.dgpt.com. And there are lots of different options for tickets. As far as pricing goes, they range from $25 to $100. And they include single-day tickets and all three-day weekend passes as well.
All right. Any other information you want local residents to know about before this comes up here later this summer?
What I would say to local residents of Indianola is you don't have to purchase a ticket to come out and watch, but you can also come out and just go to the vending area or the players' parties, which are after the rounds are done, from 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. And we'll have vendors out there selling discs, selling disc golf apparel, and you can learn a lot about disc golf just via coming out and talking to those people in person. And additionally, if you're not able to make it out, like I mentioned earlier, the tournament is going to be produced on YouTube by various post-production companies. So give it a watch. If you don't want to pay for the tickets, give it a watch. Check it out, see what you think, and then our goal is to run this tournament out there every year and continue to make this an annual event.
Thanks to Ty Tonet for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIANKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.